This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue. Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. Now, most of you, if not all of you, know that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And behind every gold ribbon that you see is a child, a family, and a story that deserves to be remembered. Joshua Trent Solomon was only 5 years old when he passed away from diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, and I'm trying to say that. It's commonly known as DIPG, which makes it much easier to say, but it's a very aggressive and currently incurable form of pediatric brain cancer. Joshua loved, like my nephew Nicholas, Thomas the Tank Engine, music and drawing, and although his life was short, the love surrounding him became the foundation for a mission that continues helping children and families today. Joshua's parents, Trent and Labrina Solomon, founded Joshua's Wish to support pediatric brain tumor research, raise awareness, and help families walking through childhood cancer. Joining me right now is Joshua's mother and the president of Joshua's Wish, Labrina Solomon. Labrina, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
I am glad to have you to recognize Joshua and this effort. And before we talk about cancer or even the organization, I want our listeners to know about Joshua. What kind of little boy was he, and what brought Joshua the most joy?
Joshua, he was full of life. He loved everyone he came in contact with, and everyone loved him. He was a people person. He never met a stranger, and he was always giving hugs. And he just loved his family, and he loved the Lord. And I think that gave him the most joy, his family, you know, learning more about the Lord, and Thomas the Train. He loved Thomas the Train. And we, you know, though he, you know, he had cancer, but that's not, you know, only what we want him to be remembered for. You know, he was a great child. He was loved. He gave love, and he connected people. And that's what Joshua's Wish does, is trying to connect the community to bring about more awareness and more research for a cure.
Labrina, I'd like for you to take us back to the time when Joshua became sick, and tell us what your family experienced as you searched for answers and eventually received the DIPG diagnosis.
Well, our family, it was Labor Day weekend. And my husband's father had been diagnosed with cancer. And my husband wanted to take him to Birmingham to the Civil Rights Museum because he had always wanted to go there. And on the way to the trip, we stopped and had breakfast. And then when we were in two vans. It was my husband was driving, and his brother had a van of his family. And after we got finished eating breakfast, we got back in the van. And as we drove off, Joshua started to complain that his neck was bothering him. And then he started to vomit. And so we became concerned, especially he was talking about his neck. And so we took him to the nearest emergency room, which was in Anniston, Alabama. And when we got to the emergency room there, we told the doctor what had happened, and he immediately ordered a CT scan. And we were surprised that he ordered a CT scan, but I guess he was familiar with the symptoms and wanted to see, you know, if something was going on. So he had a CT scan. Then after he had the CT scan, he said that we saw something questionable on the scan, and we need to send him to Birmingham Children's Hospital, which I think was about an hour away by ambulance. So we were shocked. And so I rode in the ambulance with Joshua, and my husband and the other van, they followed behind. And Joshua talked. He talked almost all the way there. And then he went to sleep, and he was in like a heavy sleep when we got there. And then when we got there, we talked to, I guess it was one of the nurses, or I don't remember, but and he said that they were going to put him in ICU, and we were shocked again. So they moved him to ICU. They said he needed to have an MRI, and he was the most lively ICU patient I'm sure they have ever seen. And so they took him down to have an MRI. And then when they came back, they said that, he had the MRI, when we got to the emergency room, they said they saw fluid. They saw fluid on his brain, and they need to see what was underneath it. And the MRI would tell them what was underneath it. And so they took him to have an MRI. And then they came back and they first said he needed to have a shunt put in. It was called a third ventriculoscopy to relieve the pressure that was on his brain. And then they said that he had a brain tumor in his brainstem. And we were shocked. And so our immediate thought was, you know, maybe he can, you know, have radiation or chemotherapy to get rid of it, because they said it couldn't be removed because of the location. And I think it was maybe the next day he had the surgery for the third ventriculoscopy to remove, you know, to help with the fluid building up on his brain. And then we were told that, you know, radiation and chemotherapy would only just give us more time. There was not a cure. And we were devastated. We were really just beside ourselves. I mean, we were so devastated. You know, we had a room full of family with us. We told them that he had a brain tumor, but we did not tell them. I mean, we couldn't even get the words to come out of our mouth that there was not a cure. So he stayed in that hospital. He stayed there at the hospital at Birmingham Children for about 5 days. And then we had considered keeping him there at Birmingham Children's. But then we decided to see if we could get him to St. Jude. And then so after some back and forth, we were able to get him an appointment at St. Jude. And so he went to St. Jude and he had high dose radiation and chemotherapy. And after it was about 3 months worth of treatment. And after he had, you know, he was doing fine. He was running around all while he was there. And after his treatment ended, we came home to wait to have his scans. And we had his scans, I think it was in December of that year in 2008. And when he had the scan, it was just like, it was a miracle. It was almost non-existent. I mean, it was still, a little of it was still there, but we were hopeful that we had a cure and that Joshua was going to go on to live a long, healthy life. But then, a few months later, he started to have some balance issues that he did not have before he was diagnosed. He started to have some balance, and he was starting to have trouble. He was starting to have some balance issues. So we went back to St. Jude, and they did another scan. And we found out that the brain tumor had, you know, it was coming back, you know, like a thief in the night. And it was starting to affect his balance, his walking. And then they had a clinical trial that we could try. And I know we had always read that when the tumor came back, that that there really wasn't a treatment. But they had clinical trials, and we tried one of those clinical trials. But he wasn't able to stay on the clinical trial because it elevated his cholesterol so much that they feared that he might have a stroke. We were devastated that we weren't going to be able to complete the treatment, and that the outcome didn't look favorable. So we came back home, and we did some treatment in Atlanta, chemotherapy, but it didn't work. And then in August of 2009, Joshua passed away from DIPG. And before he passed away, well, when he was first diagnosed, he was our only child. And during that time, I became pregnant. And in July the 14th, 2009, we welcomed our son, Caleb. He was born 1 month to the date before Joshua passed. Caleb was born July the 14th, 2009, and Joshua passed August the 14th, 2009. And after Joshua passed, the grief, you know, it was hard. It was hard. Caleb, you know, he kept us going because we had to be there for him, but it was extremely hard. And it's still hard. I mean, you know, when milestones come around, and you see children that he went to preschool with, you know, when they graduated, going off to college, you know, doing all these things that we should have been able to do with Joshua. And it's the ongoing grief journey. It's just learning. We've learning to take it day by day. And Joshua's wish that we found it gives us purpose through the pain. And it is still help us feel like we're doing something for Joshua. And so in 2010, we started Joshua's Wish as a way to give back. And before Joshua was diagnosed, we had never heard of Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. We weren't even aware that so many children get cancer and pass away. And we learned that, you know, each day, you know, almost a classroom full of children are diagnosed with cancer. And then and seven of those children might not make it. So we also learned that the type of brain tumor that Joshua had, there was very little research funding. And so we wanted to make a difference in funding research, but we also wanted to not forget those families that were just like us when we were in the fight, even though we still feel like we are still in the fight. But we also wanted to give to them as well, or help them on their journey as much as we can. But our primary focus with Joshua's Wish is research funding, trying to find a cure, trying to get better treatment for Joshua, you know, all the Joshuas out there like Joshua. And that eventually would lead to a cure. And we believe that with DIPG, that it is just so so hard to cure, that whatever, you know, advancement that comes could help other types of cancers as well. And through Joshua's Wish, we have donated $250,000, probably over $250,000, to the brain tumor program at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, where Joshua was a patient. We have awarded $5,000 undergraduate research awards that go to college students to help them to maybe consider becoming pediatric cancer researchers. These students, they apply, they go to an approved, they get a, well, when their application is approved or selected, they go to an approved college with an approved mentor. Several have been to Cincinnati Children's Hospital. They've been to hospital for sick kids in Canada, Pittsburgh. I can't remember the name of the hospital, but they have gone all over doing research. And this came about because one of Joshua's doctor at the time that was at St. Jude, Dr. Chow, he said there was a lack of young researchers. And this would be a great way to get college students who might be considering, you know, the medical field to maybe to become a researcher of childhood cancer, primarily pediatric brain tumor researcher. And they have gone all over the country. And we are very proud to have been able to help those institutions with their summer research. And we hope that maybe one day those young researchers might be the one that will help find a cure. And outside of those two programs for research, we try to help in the community when we can. We provide snacks and juice boxes to the only oncology office in Macon, Georgia, for the kids to have after they have chemotherapy. Because I remember when Joshua was having chemotherapy, I remember when he would get to that last little bit, he would always ask me, please have me something to drink, have me something to drink, to get that taste out of his mouth. So we're proud to be able to provide a monthly supply of juice boxes and snacks to Hope for Kids, the only pediatric oncology office in Macon, Georgia. And we also have started providing care packages to Hope for Kids for children who are newly diagnosed. These care packages, they might have a blanket in them, a bear, some for the older kids. There might be some toiletries, just something to help them if they have to have a stay in the hospital, or, you know, as they go through treatment, you know, going back and forth to the hospital to have their chemotherapy. And we also, during the holidays, we have a Christmas party. And those families who are selected by the social worker, we give them a monetary donation. We have a Christmas party. We give them a monetary donation, so Joshua's Wish. And we get the community to help provide gifts for those families. So we find purpose through the pain of losing Joshua, and we miss him dearly. We often think about, you know, what he would be doing, what he would be looking like, and we are just so thankful that our community has shown love to Joshua's Wish and is always there to support us. And it's been a long road. You know, Joshua's life was short, but his impact was not. And we're just so thankful for the time that we had with him. And we know that we'll see him again one day.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Labrina Solomon. Her, along with her husband, Trent, founded Joshua's Wish, and we're glad to have Labrina on the line with me right now. She's president of Joshua's Wish, and we're going to talk about the upcoming Gold Ribbon 5K Run and Walk and Honor Walk and how you can help make the wish for a cure a reality for these families. Will you stick with me, Labrina?
Yes.
Folks, we hope you'll stick with us as well. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life.
Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Labrina Solomon on the line with me. She's president and co-founder of Joshua's Wish. And in the last segment, you heard about Joshua, Labrina's 5-year-old son who passed away from DIPG. And since 2010, the nonprofit has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for pediatric brain tumor research while also providing practical support and encouragement to children with cancer and their families. Now, the organization will hold its 17th annual Gold Ribbon 5K Run and Walk and Honor Walk on Saturday, September 19th at Cavalier Fields in Macon, Georgia. Welcome back to the show, Labrina.
Thank you.
So, Labrina, what are some of the ways that Joshua's Wish currently supports children with cancer and their families? I know you alluded to that in the first segment, but to catch people up on what they're actually supporting when they give to Joshua's Wish.
Well, they're supporting research, which is our primary focus, but they're also supporting our snack and juice box program at Hope for Kids, which is the only pediatric oncology office in Macon. They're supporting our care packages that we do for newly diagnosed children who are battling cancer. They're supporting our, we were doing it monthly, but we're trying to do it at least once or twice a year when we invite families to the movies. We did Toy Story 5 back in June, I think it was. And we provide a Christmas party for those families that are in need during the holidays, where we give them a monetary donation and gifts. So those are the ways that we help out in the community And we try to help whenever we can.
So tell us about this year's race and what families should expect when they arrive at Cavalier Fields in Macon, Georgia.
Well, the race is going to be on September the 19th at Cavalier Fields in Macon, Georgia. And it's going to be a day of fun, fellowship, and purpose. When they arrive, they will register, get their packets, and wait for the warm-up. And then after they have completed the 5K or the honor walk, we will have our survivor lap where those children will be taking a survivor lap around the track at Cavalier Fields. And we will also remember those children who are gone too soon. Some of the families will be bringing pictures of their children, and we will remember them and recognize those who are still in the fight with our survivor lap. It's just going to be a great day of fun, fellowship, and purpose. And we hope everyone will come out and support this event during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And you come out, you'll learn more about childhood cancer, and you'll meet some of the brave children who some may still be in the fight. And we can all be there to encourage them and learn more about how you can help.
Absolutely. And Labrina, I would love for you to lay out all the ways that listeners can connect with Joshua's Wish.
They can connect with Joshua's Wish by going, we have Instagram and Facebook pages. They can keep up with us that way. They can go on our website, www.joshuaswish.org, and register for the race. And also, when they register for the race, they can also make a donation, or if they can't attend the race, they can always be a virtual supporter, and their T-shirt will be mailed after the race. And also on that same site or on our website, they can make a donation to support the cause.
Excellent. And one of the last things I would love to ask you before we close out is, if a family has recently received a childhood cancer diagnosis and feels frightened or alone, what would you want to say directly to them?
I would want to say to them that they're not alone, that there are our organization and other organizations out there that is willing to step in to help them, to love on them, and to let them know that to never give up, to never give up. They're not in the fight alone, and that we are there to help them, to comfort them, and help them with find any resources that we may not have that we know about. So we're there to help.
The 17th annual Joshua's Wish Gold Ribbon 5K Run Walk and Honor Walk is going to take place Saturday, September 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at Cavalier Fields, located at 4659 Cavalier Drive in Macon, Georgia. If you'd like to register, support the event, or learn more about the organization, go ahead and visit joshuaswish.org. You can also contact Joshua's Wish at 478-361-3541. It's been a privilege and a pleasure to have you share today, Labrina Solomon. I appreciate you and Trent's great work as you continue to move forward with Joshua's Wish and help these children and these families.
Well, we really do appreciate you having me on today, and we appreciate all that you do to help bring awareness to childhood cancer and to other types of nonprofit organizations who are out there trying to make a difference.
Thank you so much, Labrina.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and also on Instagram. And then go ahead and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.